Okay, thank you for your patience, everyone. Good evening. It is 5:30 and I'm going to call the May 28th, 2021 special meeting to order. Madam Clerk, can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Van der Zanden?
Here.
Councilmember Lewis?
Here.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Here.
Mayor Cannamore?
Here. Here.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Here.
And Councilmember Clark?
Here.
Okay, we have all our members present and quorum exists.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember McLaughlin, will you please read our vision statement? I will go ahead and scroll down here. Okay.
We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Thank you very much. I'm just gonna move my screen over here a sec. Okay. Before getting started, just as a quick reminder for the public, please keep your phones and your video muted and off. This meeting is being recorded and gets posted to our website, and our clerk is sharing her screen, which projects our packet. I guess that's actually me. I'm projecting my screen. And it's also available online at cms.gustavus-ak.gov. And before we get started, our Fire Chief Travis Miller is on a little vacation, but he wanted me to share that as of just a little bit ago, we do currently have two active cases of COVID-19 here in town. Both of these folks tested today. One is a 33-year-old female who is symptomatic, and the other is a 30-year-old male who is also symptomatic. So if anybody has questions about that, that's all the information that I have, but you can contact Travis or public health nurse Claire. And if you need my email or her email, you can go ahead and contact me and I can give it to you. Are there any council questions about that before I move on? Okay, not seeing any. Let's see, I'm gonna try to scroll up on this screen here for a sec. Okay. I do not have any requests for agenda changes. Are there any requests from the council for agenda changes? Okay, seeing none. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent? Okay, seeing no objection, the agenda is set by unanimous consent. Now I'm going to open it up to public comment on non-agenda items. And just as a clarification, this is time for the public to comment on non-agenda items only. and is not intended for any discussion, but the council may ask clarifying questions. If you would like to make a public comment on a non-agenda item, please click the participants icon and then the hand icon, and you can then raise your hand. If you don't have that option, you can just unmute your phone and we'll add you to the list. Please state your full name before speaking and refrain from speaking if your comments have already been addressed, and please be respectful, no use of profanity, and you'll have another opportunity to make public comment towards the end of the meeting. Please keep your comments brief. And so are there any members of the public that wish to comment on a non-agenda item at this time? Okay, seeing no public comment at this time, moving on to new business. And the item on the agenda is CY21-07, a resolution by the City of Gustavus updating the requirement for wearing the cloth face masks and face shields. And I'll go ahead and scroll to that. And do I have a motion from a council member? Is there a council member that would like to make a motion for this resolution? Councilmember McLaughlin.
I just got a text from Kelly saying she wanted to make a public comment, but she was not recognized.
Oh, I didn't see her. So Kelly, if you're still on the line, I apologize. I didn't see a hand or an unmute, so go ahead. Thank you, Sally.
For some reason, we're not hearing her. She is trying to speak, but we're not hearing her.
Sally, is this her number, the 5459?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to ask her to unmute and then see if we can get it that way. I see her on the list, but I don't see her trying to speak at all. There we go. I think you're unmuted now, Kelly. Yep.
Yay,
thanks.
Thank
go ahead.
Sorry about that. Nice to have a mother on the council for those moments. All right. So thank you guys for hearing me briefly. Earlier today, I turned in a petition that was signed by about 80 folks in Gustavus. Just a minute. Some of them are not quite yet voters, but most of the signatures are from registered voters. And it is a petition asking the council to rescind the emergency declaration that's currently active. I'll keep the petition out and continue to gather signatures. It seems a large portion of Gustavus residents agree that an emergency declaration is unnecessary, inaccurate, and maybe even dishonest at this time. I think despite the fact that there are two new positive tests, I think that doesn't change anything for me, although it may for others. There's no current emergency in the state of Alaska, and I don't see any reason that Gustavus should be different. There's been suggested that the emergency declaration will help the city get funding. I think there are probably more honest and accurate methods of getting funding for our current situation. I don't see where there's an emergency that warrants funding asks at this point. So I would ask the council to take a really honest look at rescinding that declaration and creating a new resolution as necessary, and maybe even going month by month through the summer, see how things go. Anyways, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kelly. Are there any council clarifying questions for Kelly's comment? Councilmember Buckeit, go ahead.
Thanks, Mayor. I do have a clarifying question for Kelly McLaughlin. Your use of the term dishonest, that's a pretty significant use of that term, and I'd like you to elaborate on why you believe that this state of emergency being in effect is dishonest.
Yeah, thank you, John. Can you guys hear me again? Just double checking.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you. I think if there's no justification for an emergency, which I see no evidence of a state of emergency, I think it's dishonest to apply a state of emergency where there is none. And especially if money's involved, I think it's kind of bordering on fraudulent if you're asking for funds for a state of emergency that doesn't exist.
Councilmember Lewis, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Kelly, I just would love to know a little bit more about what, besides kind of the debate, whether it's true or not based on a definition of declaration, state of emergency, which is pretty broad. I mean, we still do have quite a few people in financial need. We think the tourism is going to bounce back this summer, but we're not sure. A lot of our debate in the city budget had to do with uncertain times and the fact that there's, a lot of uncertainty and a lot of people still hurting. So I'm wondering what part of the declaration is, what pieces of it actually are you concerned with? If it's something out there that does open up funds for helping people who need to get back on their feet or help pay for testing, that sort of thing. Is there anything else in the state of emergency that that you dislike? And one thing you mentioned in the petition is that the mayor has, more power. So I just wonder if you could get to the heart of what you don't like about it, if you could.
I don't have it in front of me. I would be happy to expand on that and submit something if that's helpful. But generally, I don't think that it is an accurate definition of what's happening in Gustavus at this time. I think that there's definitely, there was lower business revenue last year, there's lower tax revenue, there's definitely financial ramifications from the cumulative effects of the last year, but I don't view that as an emergency. I don't think it meets the definition of an emergency.
Councilmember Taylor, go ahead.
Kelly, could it be that the resolution that established the emergency may no longer apply because some of the whereas statements are no longer applicable due to changes of conditions? Would you say that might be a reason? Thanks.
I missed that last sentence. Due to changes of conditions, is that what you said?
Yes, I said if the resolution has a number of whereas, And if and I'm asking you if perhaps if some of those whereases no longer apply due to changes in the pandemic conditions here, the governor's directives and so forth. If those no longer apply, does that possibly a reason for believing that the resolution should be repealed?
I have a point of order. Mike, you're talking about the resolution on this agenda, and we're on public comment right now on non-agenda items.
I'm sorry, I was talking about the resolution that established the emergency, not the one that's on the agenda. I'm talking about the one that she's okay. recommending be removed. Thanks.
Thank you, sorry.
Yep, I was following you. I think the change in conditions, yep, that's definitely a huge factor, especially the fact that our governor rescinded the emergency declaration for the state. But in, again, just sort of the same answer as to Tanya's question, it's more the emergency declaration as a whole rather than any of the parts and pieces.
Okay, are there any other clarifying questions for Kelly at this time?
No, Cody's
fine. Council Member Bob, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. I'm gonna pull up your petition here real quick, and I wanted to ask you about, there's one whereas statement in your petition I wanted to ask you about. It says, whereas the emergency declaration gives the mayor limitless unconstitutional powers, which the people deem wholly unnecessary. Can you describe for me what you see as the limitless unconstitutional powers granted to the mayor in the city of Gustavus?
I can't exactly describe that. I did attempt to get more information on that, and my questions were rebuffed as being sarcastic. So I'm not sure. I didn't get real clarification that I seeked. I attempted to get the correspondence from the lawyer so that I could further understand the mayor's ability to make decisions without the council, but I don't have a firm grasp on that, and that's part of the issue with this emergency declaration is that it seems to give the mayor carte blanche, and I don't think that's appropriate. It might be if Gustavus had burned to the ground and we had Vikings swarming us or something, but I think barring like major emergency, it's unnecessary. So I would be very interested in learning more about that. And if the council does get more information from the lawyer, I would appreciate that.
Any other clarifying questions for Kelly at this time? Okay, doesn't look like it. Thank you, Kelly. Now back to new business. So is there a motion from a council member for this resolution? Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I'm sorry that I had noticed I was tagged to do this motion. So that's why I didn't respond earlier. So I move to adopt resolution CY 21-07, a a resolution by the City of Gustavus updating the requirement for wearing of cloth face masks or face shields. Thank you.
Councilman Clark, I second that.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Clark to adopt a resolution by the City of Gustavus updating the requirement for wearing a cloth face mask and face shield, which is resolution CY2107. And I'm going to go ahead and read this into the record for folks that are on the call without a screen. So a resolution by the City of Gustavus updating the requirement for wearing a cloth face mask or face shields. Whereas the Gustavus City Council adopted CY20-24, a resolution encouraging people in the City of Gustavus to continue COVID-19 prevention efforts for keeping the virus out by following the voluntary efforts outlined within on 7th December 2020. And whereas the Gustavus City Council adopted CY21-05, a resolution encouraging Gustavus residents and visitors to have a negative COVID-19 test result or take a test on arrival on 8th of March 2021. And the Gustavus City Council adopted CY20-23, declaring a second local emergency in response to COVID-19 and a request for state and federal assistance on the 9th of November, 2020. And whereas the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention issued a public health recommendation for fully vaccinated people on the 16th of May, 2021, that provides guidance that fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing, except where required by federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial laws, rules, and regulations, including local businesses and workplace guidance. And whereas the Gustavus City Council, through the mayor, will give discretion to each city department to determine the need for wearing face masks or face shields for the safety and protection of their staff. Now, therefore, be it resolved, given the guidance of the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, the Gustavus City Council rescinds CY20-24 and CY2105. Number two, the Gustavus City Council respectfully requests and encourages all individuals within the City of Gustavus to get fully vaccinated if able to do so. Three, compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination. Four, this resolution shall be effective upon approval. Okay, at this time, I would like to invite public comment on this resolution. Go ahead, Whitney Rapp.
Thank you, City Council. This is Whitney Rapp. I would like to see in this resolution a recognition of the CDC's that the dropping of the face masks and shields was for fully vaccinated individuals. And I think the city needs to maintain a component that recognizes that unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated people should continue to wear face shields. Thank you.
Thank you, Whitney. Is there any other public comment on this resolution? Annie, I see that you're unmuted. Would you like to speak?
Yes, please. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, great. I just wanted to say I appreciate the whereas that each city department will be able to determine the need for wearing face masks because I volunteer at the community chest. The building is a pretty small space and I would not like, I I'm going to continue to wear a mask, and I would like those coming into the chest to continue wearing a mask. So that would allow Paul Berry, who's head of the chest, the DRC, to listen to the volunteers and hopefully allow us to request people to wear masks there. That's all, thank you.
Thank you, Annie, and thank you for volunteering. Okay, any other public comment on the resolution? Okay, I'm not seeing any. So at this time, I will open it up to council debate and deliberation. Are there any council members that wish to make comments on this resolution? Council Member Buckeye, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor. I've got, one question and one possible amendment to this resolution. The first question actually may result in an amendment as well. The first question is the final whereas statement. Whereas the city of Gustavus City Council through the mayor will give discretion to each city department to determine the need for wearing face masks. It doesn't seem to fit as a whereas statement. I would think that should be moved down to the now therefore it be resolved section. And I was wondering whether we could have a little bit of discussion about that. My second concern is I think similar to that articulated by Whitney Rapp, that a additional resolved statement to acknowledge that the city does encourage, because all we can do is encourage, the unvaccinated and those at higher risk to follow CDC recommendations and continue to wear a mask indoors and in outdoor settings where social distancing of at least 6 feet is not possible. I can send a text to that, but so since there's two issues here, to make it simpler, maybe addressing that first question about the last whereas statement.
Thanks, John. I think you make a really good point on both of those, and I would be happy to support a motion. So if you want to make a motion for both of those items and get it in writing and send it to Karen and myself, then we can do the motion for that and vote on that and then move on to the next item.
Okay, I will work on that and have it to you in 5 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. I'll go ahead and take Sally's comment at this time then.
Actually, let Tanya go ahead because mine was in support of what John was saying.
Okay, sounds good. Councilmember Lewis, go ahead.
So yeah, I agree with Whitney Rapp and John Buckett as well. And I do have a motion prepared. I kind of lost track of what John was going to work on a motion. I have one to add a point about unvaccinated and elevated risk continuing to wear face masks in indoor public spaces in accordance with CDC. So I don't know if we want to talk about that first or if John's writing the motion or if I should make the motion. Any ideas?
Yeah, so I think we should make the motion first and then we can open it up to council discussion and then we can vote on it, I think is the way we should go about it.
Okay, can I make a motion then?
Yes, please.
It might save John some time if
okay. And then Tanya, if you have it written out already, could you just send it to Karen and I, and then I can read it back when you're done?
Do you want me to send it first and then read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Stand by, have it ready.
Thank you. Okay, I got it.
All right, I move to amend resolution CY21-07 to add the following to "now therefore be it resolved" as point number three. All else, well, I shouldn't say all else remain the same because there might be other motions, but just basically number three would be 5 points. And it would say number three, in accordance with guidelines from the Center for Disease Control, those unvaccinated or at elevated risk should continue to wear masks in indoor public spaces or outdoors when 6 foot spacing is not feasible.
And I will go ahead and second it. So it has been moved by Councilmember Lewis and seconded by myself, Mayor Cannamore, to amend resolution CY21-07 to add the following to "now therefore be it resolved" as point number three, language, in accordance with guidelines from the Center of Disease Control, those unvaccinated or at elevated risk should continue to wear masks in indoor public spaces and outdoor when 6 foot spacing is not feasible. And now the amendment on the main motion is up for discussion for public comment. Sorry, brain fart. I meant to say council comment, not public. Apologies. So council discussion. So Tanya, if you want to speak on that, you have first dibs as the maker of the motion.
Oh, okay, thanks. I just think, you know, we want to support the guidance from the CDC that has been very successful in preventing a large number of COVID cases here in terms of wearing masks. And at this point, you know, recently the guidance changed from everyone wearing masks to vaccinated people. It has been found not to be necessary to wear masks because vaccinated people are at much lower risk of contracting COVID-19. So of agreeing with the CDC and making sure it's clear that we are following their guidance and that unvaccinated and at-risk people should continue to mask. Thank you.
Is there any other council discussion on Councilmember Lewis's amendment to the motion?
That's what my hand is up for now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sally.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I feel like this is an unnecessary addition. I feel like those guidelines are already in the CDC's guidelines, and we have referred to that in the resolved number one. I think by now people, whatever category they're in, know what they're supposed to do. And I don't feel like it is up to the city to be telling them how to manage their health. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I'll support this amendment as written, but I would note that, as an aside, perhaps some of the latest scientific evaluations of how COVID spreads indoors suggest that there's not a lot of validity to the 6 foot rule, and that it we we should acknowledge or understand that there's nothing very protective about being 6 feet away within a space that has poor ventilation and perhaps quite a few people. COVID can spread a long ways inside. It doesn't fall out of the air in 6 feet. But that's perhaps a minor point, and I still support it. Councilmember McLaughlin's point, I guess I'd say we're not telling people what to do here, but sort of passing on the recommendation and saying that we do think that there are situations where people who are not vaccinated would be well advised to wear masks for their own protection and the protection of other non-vaccinated people.
Thank you, Mike. Is there any other, Councilmember Lewis, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I just thought of, the biggest compelling reason for me for that this is an important inclusion is that, we still have a lot of children in town in particular that can't get vaccinated yet. And we have, our tour season upon us and people are coming from a lot of different places. And if they're not vaccinated, then there's a much higher risk that they could be bringing COVID into Gustavus. And we still have quite a population that could be subjected to it. So it's really the protection, especially the young folks right now, that I think, it's not that every tourist is going to read our resolution, but like a lot of the lodges look to our resolutions to try to be in alignment. And this aligns with, what the federal government is doing. And I think that it's just wise to protect people here to be really clear of what we're asking. And again, it is just a recommendation. And one thing to Mike's point, I think the amendment, it might not be really clear, but if you read it, it's inside or outside if you can't stay within 6 feet outside. So the inside is period, and then the outside is if you can't stay within 6 feet. At least that's how I intended it. Thank you.
Tanya, in your email, it wasn't separated by a period. So I'm wondering if the wording does not change, but the punctuation does, if you'd like to send that to Karen and I, please.
Okay, will do. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Any other council comment on Councilmember Lewis's amendment to the motion? John, is your hand still up, or did I, or is that new? Sorry.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Mayor. I would speak on behalf, and I support Councilmember Lewis's amendment. I did want to speak to Councilmember McLaughlin's point, and I think it is a valid point that the statement number one in now therefore it be resolved, given that the guidance of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, so forth. I do acknowledge that the Centers for Disease Control does provide for or recommend that unvaccinated people or people at risk still continue to wear masks in those specified settings. I think it's worth highlighting in its own now therefore it be resolved point, because this is all very confusing for many people. And I think the more we can clarify things as opposed to leave things to interpretation or a subjective point of view, I think that helps. And I think this does just helps to clarify. And I also wanted to speak to the concern that this is the city telling people what to do with their health. The city makes recommendations, and you know, this is guidance. And it's an opportunity to highlight the best science and the best medical practices available. So yeah, I think this is an important addition to highlight the importance of mask use under those circumstances.
Councilmember McLaughlin, I see that your hand's up, but I just want to see if either Councilmember Van der Zanden or Councilmember Clark would like to speak since they haven't had a chance yet.
This is Councilman Clark. I have no comment.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Anything from our vice mayor?
No comment here either. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Joe. I'll support this amendment too. I do appreciate and recognize Councilmember McLaughlin's thoughts. And I don't really have anything to add that hasn't been said. But when I think of this amendment, I mostly think about our underage population that hasn't had a chance to get the vaccine yet, and protecting them as much as possible. So that's the main reason that I will be supporting this amendment. So that's all from me. Go ahead, Sally.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to go on record as stating that I really feel like there should be no distinction between vaccinated and unvaccinated people. In general. So there's that. And I think that in response to Councilmember Buckhite's comment about all the confusion, a lot of the confusion would be, you know, could be dealt with by just not making that distinction. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Okay. Is there any other council discussion on the amendment? Okay, so the amendment that we are voting on is to add to number 3 under now therefore be it resolved, reading those unvaccinated, or sorry, in accordance with guidelines from the Center of Disease Control, those unvaccinated or at elevated risk should continue to wear masks in indoor public spaces and outdoors when 6-foot spacing is not feasible. And Madam Clerk, I believe we are ready for the count.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
No.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
No.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckhite?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
No.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes with 4 in favor and 3 against.
Okay, so now we are back on the main motion as amended. Councilmember Buckhite, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Mayor, and I would like to introduce a second amendment to adjust the last whereas statement. moving it into the now therefore it be resolved. If you'd like me to read the text of that, I may, I can.
Yes, please.
Okay. I guess it would be, I don't know which number we're on in the now for, therefore be it resolved, but now for, therefore be it resolved, Gustavus City Council through the mayor will give discretion to each city department to determine the need for wearing face masks or face shields for the safety and protection of their staff.
I will second it. It's been moved by Councilmember Buckeye and seconded by myself to move the last whereas reading, the Gustavus City Council through the mayor will give discretion to each city department to determine the need for wearing face masks or face shields for the safety and protection of their staff to number four under now therefore be it resolved. Is there any council discussion on the amendment? Okay, does not look like it. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
No.
Mayor Kennemore?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes with 6 in favor and 1 against.
Okay. I will go ahead and make an amendment before we get too much further into this. I move to add the language under now therefore be it resolved, number one, given the guidance of the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, the Gustavus City Council rescinds CY20-24 and CY21-05 and CY21-04. And I'm projecting that resolution now. This is a resolution by the City of Gustavus encouraging Gustavus residents and visitors to keep Gustavus safe.
I second that. This is
so Councilman. That is my motion. Thank you. It has been moved by myself, Mayor Kennemore, and seconded by Councilmember McLaughlin to add language of rescinding resolution CY21-04, a resolution by the City of Gustavus encouraging Gustavus residents and visitors to keep Gustavus safe. Go back to, Councilmember Buckeye, go ahead.
Hi, yeah, we have discussion on that amendment now?
Yes.
Okay, typographical point. The original one reads the Center of Disease Control. I believe that Centers for Disease Control would be the accurate characterization of that. So maybe in the amendment, we could capture that.
Okay, thank you.
And then a second point, but I can hold on to that if other folks have want to go first on that.
I'm just gonna stop sharing my screen real quick so I can type this up and get it to Karen. So just pause for a sec, but keep talking.
Okay,
Councilmember Lewis, go ahead. Oh, sorry. Are you done, John, or do you want to keep going?
I'll bring up something a second time later, but yeah. So I'll just mute now.
Okay, Councilmember Lewis, go ahead. Tanya, did you still want to speak?
I'm sorry, wrong button. Yeah, I was just wondering if you could project the bottom part of that resolution that you're proposing to rescind so we can read it.
Yep, let me start sharing my screen again. And this is when it'd be really helpful to have two. Yeah, do you mind? Thank you. I just want to get this wording to you real quick.
Can you see it now, Tanya?
Yeah, maybe if you could just scroll up, then we'll be able to see the whole, just scroll up a little bit more. Oh. Yeah, a little bit more. Okay. That's the gist of it. Thank you.
Councilmember McLaughlin, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I support this amendment. It was something I was going to bring up. It has a lot of outdated information and includes much of the same language in the others that we are rescinding, so it makes sense to rescind this one as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thanks for your patience while I get that all wrapped up. Is there any other council discussion on the amendment? Councilmember Buckeye, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I agree with Councilmember McLaughlin. There's a lot of outdated information in CY2104. I just wanted to make sure that the concerns around the eligibility of the city to apply for any special monies or grants to help support our efforts to combat the COVID-19 here won't be affected by this amendment.
Not that I am aware of, just reading through it one more time here. Tom, if you're on the line and if you've got any other ideas about that, feel free to speak up.
Thank you, Mayor. There's currently little or no chance that we'll have a funding opportunity, at least in the next week or so. However, the fire chief has indicated that there may be funds coming out for further testing, which would give us funds to extend beyond the current testing funding authorization. If there is another spike, additional funding might be available for us to do some response to it. By having a declaration of emergency, that provides us the opportunity to quickly, the emphasis being on quickly there, to get an application in place to do whatever the action might be, whether it's through FEMA, if they're going to manage a funding opportunity, or through the state. However, we can always hold a special meeting to pass a resolution that provides for a local emergency. Councilmember Buckeye properly identifies this as the second local emergency, making the previous one then obsolete. So that's a risk that it's probably a small risk, and it could easily be resolved by having another special meeting to pass a resolution. But that would be my only concern. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, thanks, Mayor. And thank you, Tom. That helps clarify a lot. And I'm supportive of the amendment based on the trying to get all the ducks in a row in terms of wording in these different resolutions. And really, this one is out of date. And events have superseded this. But I do agree, too, that in the event that we do need a third declaration of emergency to support testing funding, we could do that in a special meeting.
Okay, thank you, Council. Any other discussion on the amendment? Okay, so the amendment is as follows. I move to amend CY21-07 to add the following under now therefore be it resolved. Number one, given the guidance of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the Gustavus City Council rescinds CY20-24, CY21-04, and CY21-05. Madam Clerk, I believe we are ready for the vote.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Councilmember Cannamore. I mean, Mayor Cannamore.
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes with all in favor.
Okay. Councilmember McLaughlin, go ahead.
Okay, we're back to the main motion, right?
Main motion as amended, yes.
As amended. I would like to make a motion to amend CY21-07 by inserting the following language into, be it resolved item, well, it was item number 3. I don't know what it is now, maybe it's 4. The one that reads, compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination. I would like to insert language so that it now reads, an individual may not be questioned regarding his or her vaccination status, and compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination.
I will second that. Okay, it is still number 3, Sally. So the motion, the amendment has been proposed by Councilmember McLaughlin and seconded by myself, Mayor Cannamore, to change the language under now, therefore, be it resolved, number 3, to read compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination. An individual may not be questioned regarding his or her vaccination status, and compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination. Sally, you can speak on this first if you would like to.
Thank you. First of all, I don't believe that the city has the authority to control a person's basic right to bodily autonomy. But I also feel like it could be opening up the city to liability issues. The recent OSHA guidelines state that they're requiring COVID shots for as a condition of employment. Is not being encouraged by OSHA because it can, any adverse reactions or other complications due to the shot can open that employer up for workman's compensation liability. So I think that we should protect ourselves from that. Wait a minute, nope, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong thing. That's another amendment I wanna go to. I'm sorry. Lost my notes. Anyway, I just think that we should not be requiring. I'm sorry, I've just completely lost my train of thought. I just feel like an individual should not be questioned, as well as not having to provide proof of vaccination. Thanks. Sorry.
Thanks, Sally. No worries at all. I'll just say that I agree with this. I will support this amendment. It's frankly, there are a lot of reasons why people choose or choose not to get a vaccine, and it's nobody else's business. So I can support this amendment. Thanks. Councilmember Taylor, go ahead.
I just have a question of whether to begin with, I'd certainly agree that the city is not going to ask anybody their vaccination status. Was this intended to bind private employers, say a fishing charter outfit that wants to assure that its captains, it may choose for their own business reasons to require their captains to be vaccinated? Is this intended to somehow bind?
Are you asking me that question, Mike?
Yes, I guess it's kind of rhetorical, but yeah, what's your intent there? And of course, we're not putting, this is not an ordinance, so we wouldn't have, you know, any enforcement of it anyway, but was it your intent that it applied to the city or also to private employers or other employers, say the post office?
It's my intent that it applies to any situation in which a person may be wanting to ask somebody else's about somebody else's vaccination status, but mainly it's to that in addition to not having to produce proof of vaccination, you also do not have to, you know, admit or tell anybody that you have or have not had the vaccination. It's just clarifying that item under the, you know, the resolved item number three just makes it a little bit clearer that not only do they have to, that they cannot, don't have to produce proof of vaccination, but that they also cannot be asked about their status.
Councilmember Lewis, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I agree with the spirit of this amendment in, you know, that it is no one else's business and we don't want to require it, but the wording of you will not be asked or you cannot ask, that does, I see Mike's point, it sounds more like an ordinance. You know, these are recommendations and, you know, I think even as it's written now, compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination. I think that, you know, makes a statement that, you know, for the city anyway, but for, you know, we just can't say you can't ask. We can't say we can say we recommend you don't ask, I guess, but we are not making any laws here or any, you know, broad, you know, these are just recommendations. So I don't think I could support it the way that it is right now, but if it was changed to we recommend or something like that, that would fit more in line with this resolution. Thanks.
Can I change the wording?
I'm just checking with Karen real quick. So Sally, Karen said you can change the wording if you want to type it up and send it to both of us, that would be great. Maybe we can take a quick pause while you change the wording to what you would like it to be, and then we can go from there.
I'm on it.
Okay, got it, Sally. Thank you. So I'm just going to put it together. So, Sally, just to clarify, the wording that you just sent is to replace the wording that was underlined in the original email?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thanks. So the current wording would be as follows. Individuals should not be questioned regarding their vaccination status, and compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination. Okay, Councilmember Buckeye, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor. So, yeah, the revision to the amendment has softened some of the weight that it carries, but I am concerned that the existing number three, compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination. I'm concerned that is sufficient, and it basically identifies an outcome. What I believe Councilmember McLaughlin's amendment does is it dictates a process to that outcome. And what I mean by that is it's kind of in practice, a gag rule that would basically prevent somebody, or say the city is encouraging you to not be able to ask questions. I agree that people shouldn't have to produce proof. That's why I support that number three as it exists. I don't agree that people can't ask questions of their own free will to get information for themselves. So based on my interpretation, this is a gag rule. I can't support this.
Thank you, John. Go ahead, Councilmember Taylor.
Resolutions are, of course, very different from ordinance. And the purpose of a resolution generally is to express the council's policy, or what will become the city's policy. And to that end, I think my original concern about it has been taken care of with the change in the wording. So I think it's a good policy for us to put forward. And it essentially says that it certainly applies to the city and other entities, employers and so forth may decide to apply it or not. They certainly have the right to do that, but they'll at least understand what the city's policy and recommendation is. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Either Vice Mayor Vander Zanden or Councilmember Clark like to speak on this, since you haven't had a chance yet?
This is Councilman Clark. I won't be able to support this resolution in total. I think we should try to make Gustavus a welcoming place that can be friendly as possible. Most of the people in our city have been vaccinated. And I think it's time for us to get back to normal. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Vander Zanden, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't really see this as a gag rule. I don't really see it as a rule at all, just a suggestion that people are shouldn't question others about whether they're vaccinated. It's kind of the same as they shouldn't leave litter along the road. It just doesn't seem like a gag rule to me. I'm in support of it right now.
Thank you, Joe. I've kind of gone back and forth a little bit listening to the different council members' points because I think they have a lot of merit. With the current wording for the amendment, I believe that I will still support it. Although Councilmember Buckeye brought up a lot of points that I really wholeheartedly agree with. And the reason I feel that I will support this amendment is because I think that if we have as much language as possible without overburdening people that are going to read it, to encourage compassion and extend a little bit of grace to our community members where we've seen that falter over the last year, then I can support that. And if that means people read this language and feel less inclined to, you know, shout across parking lots or leave nasty messages on the internet, then I feel like maybe this can help dissuade people to do that. So I appreciate the language and also support it. Councilmember Lewis.
Yeah, thank you. I am similarly wavering or considering this. And but I think Councilmember Buckeye's points were very true, that it's a very broad statement to say that we shouldn't question someone else about anything. And I do think that that is beyond the purview of the city. And so number three, I think, is adequate as it is, just saying this does not mean, you know, this resolution, complying with this resolution doesn't require anything. So, you know, if someone is asking for that reason, it's not applicable and it's not valid. And I like that better than saying, you know, basically telling people not to ask questions. I don't know if it'd be worth talking about more wording, or maybe it's just sort of a fundamental difference about, you know, this resolution and what, you know, or what we should be telling people. And it's getting into the social, you know, more of the social realm, which is important, but it just seems a little outside of this resolution to me. Thanks.
Any other council discussion on the amendment? Okay, so just, Sally, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that if, you know, if people want another language change, I can do that. It'll just take me a few minutes to come up with that, but if we want to go ahead and vote on it as it is, that's fine as well.
Well, I think, Sally, as the maker of the amendment, that's ultimately up to you. So if you would like to propose new language, I think we'd all be happy to hear it. So it's up to you.
Okay, well, I can do that. I'll try to do something that makes more sense and is a little more friendly if you want to hold on a few minutes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Did you hear what I said? I don't know if I was unmuted or not.
You were muted.
Okay.
Sorry.
I can't come up with any language that's any better than that without having the time to really put my mind to it.
Okay. Then I will go ahead and call for the question, if that sounds like an okay plan to you. I'll just read the language. So under now, therefore, be it resolved, number three, reading compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination, and individuals should not be questioned regarding their vaccination status. And compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination. Oh, I guess that's doubled up. Okay, so maybe Sally just rewrote the whole thing now that I'm looking at it. Sorry, I'm gonna read it again. Okay, an individual may not be questioned regarding his or her vaccination status, and compliance with this resolution does not require, you're right, I'm sorry. Okay, this is it. I'm tired, I guess. Individuals should not be questioned regarding their vaccination status, and compliance with this resolution does not require a person to produce proof of vaccination. Okay, got it. Madam Clerk.
Alrighty, Councilmember Lewis.
No.
Mayor Kenamore.
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Buckgate.
No.
Councilmember Clark.
Yes.
Councilmember McLaughlin.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Councilmember van der Zanden?
Yes.
Okay, this motion passes with 5 in favor and 2 against.
Okay, now we are back to the main motion as amended. Are there any other council discussions or changes at this time? Go ahead, Sally.
I move to amend CY21-07. My amendment is to strike item number 2 under now, therefore it be resolved, the part that says Gustavus City Council respectfully requests and encourages all individuals within the city of Gustavus to get fully vaccinated if able to do so.
Councilman Clark seconds that.
Okay, it has been moved by Councilmember McLaughlin and seconded by Councilmember Clark to strike number 2 under now therefore be it resolved, reading the Gustavus City Council respectfully requests and encourages all individuals within the city of Gustavus to get fully vaccinated if able to do so. And Sally, you can speak first on this.
Okay, you've heard these comments already. This is not our authority. I don't believe that it is within our authority to request. Maybe encourage, but to request the individuals get fully vaccinated. And I will go back to my comments about liability. OSHA guidelines now state that an employer may not or should not require vaccination as a condition of employment. due to the fact that if there are any adverse reactions or complications, that that employer can be held liable for workman's comp for any of those expenses. And I just don't feel like it's, not only is it not our place to request or encourage that, but it also opens us up to possible liability that I think we should protect ourselves against.
Okay, thank you, Sally. Any other council comment or discussion on this amendment? Okay, seeing no other council deliberation on this amendment, I believe we are ready for the question.
Councilmember Buckeye?
No.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
No.
Vice Mayor van der Zanden?
No.
Councilmember Lewis?
No.
Mayor Cannemar?
No. No.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Okay, this motion fails with 2 in favor and 5 against.
Okay. Are there any other council edits or discussions on this item? Councilmember McLaughlin, go ahead.
I have one more amendment. I move to amend CY21-07 under now, therefore it be resolved, item number 1. Given the guidance of the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, the Gustavus City Council rescinds CY20-24, CY21-05, CY21-04 that we just added, and CY20-23, which is the, resolution by the City of Gustavus declaring a second local emergency in response to COVID-19 and a request for state and federal assistance, which is the resolution that was requested in the petition that was presented to us today.
And I am projecting that on my screen now. Is there a second for Councilmember McLaughlin?
Councilman Clark seconds that.
Okay, it has been moved by Councilmember McLaughlin and seconded by Councilmember Clark to change the language under now, therefore, be it resolved on item 1 to read, given the guidance of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the Gustavus City Council rescinds CY20-24. CY21-05, CY21-04, and CY20-23. And Sally, you can speak on this first if you'd like to.
Sally? Sorry, I had to find my right screen so I can unmute myself. I think we had a pretty good conversation about this earlier. I just feel like we do not have a state of emergency in the community of Gustavus at this time. The just about every whereas in this resolution is outdated, and I just feel like it's not a necessary document to have guiding us at this time.
Councilmember Taylor, go ahead.
Yes, I'm actually fairly sympathetic to doing away with the emergency declaration. However, I don't think we should put it into this resolution. It's a fairly major change. I think much greater than adding the one resolution that, 04 that we did earlier. And the public may wish to comment on this, and we may want to hear from the fire chief and also make sure that it isn't going to impact any of our revenues that, say, we already have coming. I think there are enough questions that I would like to leave it for the June meeting or a separate special meeting. But I remain sympathetic to the author's intent here. Thanks.
I agree with Mike. I am not wholly opposed to doing away with this declaration if it's appropriate, but I don't feel comfortable making that a part of this evening without our fire chief on the call. So I'd be more than willing to revisit this next month. Councilmember Lewis, go ahead.
Thank you. I agree with that. I would really like to hear from Travis about, and Tom as well, at a later date about what this declaration means for the city, and look a little bit more into what other cities still have emergency declarations in Alaska, and I think quite a few, and kind of get to the bottom of some of that before we make any decisions, and hear from other people too. That have it on their radar now about what it means to have it or to not. Thanks.
Go ahead, Councilmember Buckeye.
I agree as well that removing CY20-23 as a part of this resolution is too broad. I think we need to look at this as a separate issue.
I'll withdraw my amendment, my motion.
Okay.
But I would like to make sure that we address this either at the work session or at the next meeting.
Certainly. Can definitely
Thank
make
you.
That happen. Thank
you,
Sally.
You very much.
Okay. Any other council discussion on the main motion as amended? Okay, I think we're ready for the call. Madam Clerk.
Okay, Mayor Kennemore.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Van Der Zanden.
Yes.
Councilmember Clark.
No.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes with 6 in favor and 1 against.
Okay, good work, everybody. That's all for new business. Are there any council reports, not to be confused with council questions or comments, but any special reports that council members would like to present on? Okay, seeing none. Are there any city council questions or comments on non-agenda items? Okay, seeing none, opening it back up to public comment on non-agenda items. Okay, seeing no public comment. Is there any further business from the council before we adjourn for the evening? Okay, thank you everybody. Good work. Have a nice evening.